The president calls the furlough fix a knee-jerk reaction. The FAA wants more info on the Icon, and Orion takes another step forward. This is Aero News for Friday, May 3rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. President Obama said during a news conference on Tuesday that Congress essentially had a knee-jerk reaction to the possibility of delays at airports caused by furloughs of air traffic controllers, and that legislation allowing the FAA to shift funds from AIP grants would delay needed airport improvement projects. During his press conference, the president said, quote, "The fact that Congress responded to the short-term problem of flight delays by giving us the option of shifting money that's designated to repair and improve airports over the long term to fix a short-term problem, well, that's not a solution. And essentially what we've done is we've said, in order to avoid delays this summer, we're going to ensure delays for the next two or three decades," end quote. Mr. Obama said that what Congress should have done is work toward a long-term solution to the budget deficit. The Airports Council International North America also expressed disappointment in the action by Congress. ACINA Board Chairman David N. Edwards, Jr., the CEO of the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport District, said that while the organization was relieved that the controller furloughs would be ending, it was, quote, "very disappointed that the airport improvement program was used to pay for this fix, as these funds were paid by passengers to maintain and enhance airport runways and taxiways, not fund FAA operations," end quote. In May 2012, Icon Aircraft petitioned the FAA for an exemption that would permit Icon Aircraft to incorporate a spin-resistant airframe in the Icon A5 at a weight above the current LSA light sport aircraft definition. Now, a year later, the FAA has sent a letter to the company saying it needs additional information. In the letter sent by Small Airplane Directorate Manager Earl Lawrence, the FAA asked for a description of the design data that Icon Aircraft claims meets the requirements of the relevant FARs, such as a Model A5 master drawing list or top drawings that include revision level and date. The agency also asked for a list of flight test conditions, in which the company confirmed that the A5 met the requirements needed for the exemption. The FAA further wants a legally binding statement that the Icon A5 meets the Part 23 requirements and is also asking for information about inflatable restraints, special maintenance procedures, and, quote, "an explanation of the factors leading to Icon Aircraft's request that a grant of its petition include a requirement for persons operating the aircraft while exercising the privileges of a sport pilot certificate to have received Icon authorized training on the aircraft," end quote. The letter says that while the agency strives to process such requests in 120 days, quote, "the complexity, extent, and precedent-setting aspects of your petition require additional time for us to make our determination," end quote. A test version of NASA's Orion spacecraft landed safely during a simulation of two types of parachute failures on Wednesday. In the test conducted in Yuma, Arizona, the mock capsule was traveling about 250 miles per hour when the parachutes were deployed. This is the highest speed the craft has experienced as part of the test series designed to certify Orion's parachute system for carrying humans. Engineers rigged one of the test capsule's two drogue parachutes not to deploy, and one of its three main parachutes to skip its first stage of inflation after being extracted from a plane some 25,000 feet above the Arizona desert. Drogue parachutes are used to slow and reorient Orion, while the main parachutes inflate in three stages to gradually slow the capsule further as it descends. Orion has the largest parachute system ever built for a human-rated spacecraft. The canopies of the three main parachutes can cover almost an entire football field. After re-entering Earth's atmosphere, astronauts will use the parachutes to slow the spacecraft for a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. Orion's next Earth-based parachute test is scheduled for July, when the test capsule will be released from 35,000 feet, a higher altitude than ever before. Even though Congress recently passed legislation that may help keep contract towers open, pilots may still face the closure of towers at familiar airports. Those pilots will now have some free help from King Schools. John and Martha King, co-chairman of King Schools, announced on Tuesday that they have released a free, online, non-towered airport operations course. The new course takes pilots through the paces of arrival and departure from airports without an operating control tower, and shows how to use skillful communication together with situational awareness to help manage collision risk. Martha King commented on the release, saying, quote, "We hope offering this training for free will help ensure that every pilot has access to this critical information and that we are all ready for the transition to operations at more busy, non-towered airports," end quote. When Aero News continues, the Air Force to test a new biofuel. One down, one to go for the National Mediation Board, and keep off the grass.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now. For Friday, May 3rd, I'm Glenn Moyer. 100 gallons of bio-based jet fuel has been delivered to the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory for testing purposes by biofuel producer Virent. Product testing will begin at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The jet fuel was produced at a new Virent demonstration plant built to produce drop-in jet and diesel fuels from 100% renewable plant sugars. The plant was constructed at the company's facility in Madison, Wisconsin, under a $1.5 million award received in 2011 from the FAA and the U.S. Department of Transportation. It has the capacity to produce up to 5,000 total gallons of fuel per year. The fuel will be used to progress testing of novel alternative jet fuels that can help meet FAA's environment and energy goals under the next-gen air transportation system. 6 years after Compass Airlines began commercial operations, Compass flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, ratified their first contract this week, with an overwhelming 99% of those participating voting in favor of the 5-year agreement. The agreement, reached with the assistance of the National Mediation Board, provides immediate economic improvements as well as enhanced job security and protections. The AFA negotiating committee was able to reach an agreement after intense support and solidarity from the nearly 450 flight attendants. Meanwhile, Alaska Airlines flight attendants have filed for mediation with the National Mediation Board. Wednesday was the one-year anniversary of their contract's amendable date. Negotiations began in November 2011 and have been ongoing for the past 18 months. Talks stalled over compensation as the parties were exchanging comprehensive proposals. National Airlines, owned by National Air Cargo, based in Orlando, Florida, has released a statement about the crash of a Boeing 747-400 operating in support of the U.S. military in Afghanistan that went down on Monday. The company said that the plane was properly loaded and checked before attempting to depart from Bagram Air Base. The statement said in part, quote, "National Air Cargo will not speculate as to the cause of the accident involving National Flight NCR-102. With our full cooperation, an investigation by appropriate authorities is underway, and we encourage everyone to join us in respecting that process and allowing it to take its appropriate course," end quote. The company says that National Flight NCR-102 was en route to Dubai from Camp Bastion and had stopped to refuel at Bagram Air Base. National Air Cargo said that the aircraft landed safely and uneventfully at Bagram, that no additional cargo or personnel were added during the stop in Bagram, and the aircraft's cargo was again inspected prior to departure. There has been speculation that one of the military vehicles on board broke loose and the cargo load shifted, causing the aircraft to stall and go down. In a separate statement, the company released the identities of the 7 crewmen, all of whom were fatally injured. Glider pilots operating at Waynesboro's Eagle Nest Airport have routinely used the grassy area parallel to the airport's paved runway for landings, saying they preferred to land on the grass to avoid hitting runway lights with their wings. Well, the Virginia Department of Transportation isn't having any of that. They've said the practice must come to an end, saying that the grass is a safety buffer zone and that the airport is allowing pilots to use an, quote, "unlicensed runway," end quote, to land their gliders. Virginia's DOT cites a state law passed in 2010 as the reason for their decision. Multiple media outlets, including television station WVIR, report that Eagle's Nest could lose its license as a public-use airport if it continues to allow the off-runway landings. Airport manager John Trissell said that pilots are going to have to be up to speed on landing on a paved runway in any type of conditions. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.